From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The United States is taking further steps to punish Iran for refusing to curtail its disputed nuclear program. President Obama has signed legislation banning U.S. banks from doing business with companies providing services to Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
And this is not a day that we sought, but it is an outcome that was chosen by the Iranian government when it repeatedly failed to meet its responsibilities.
Unlike past actions, the Obama administration hopes the new sanctions, coupled with ones recently approved by the UN Security Council, will produce results. Toyota says it will recall more than 250,000 Lexus and other automobiles to fix engines that can stall while the vehicles are in motion. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the global recall will begin on Monday.
Toyota spokesman Paul Nolasco says that the recall includes 7 Lexus models, plus the Toyota Crown sedan. 90,000 were sold in Japan, the rest overseas. Lexus said Thursday that around 137,000 of its vehicles sold in the U.S. could have the engine problem. Toyota says it's received 200 consumer complaints in Japan about the engine fault. Some say the engines make unusual noises. Lexus General Manager Mark Templin says the problem was caused by contaminated materials used in making the engine's valve springs. Toyota says the manufacturing flaw has not caused any accidents. Japan's Asahi Daily newspaper estimates the recall could cost Toyota $227 million. Toyota has not yet confirmed that figure. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Law enforcement officers in Arizona are preparing to enforce the state's controversial new immigration law. NPR's Ted Robbins reports that cops on the street are starting to get training.
The Arizona law requires police officers and sheriff's deputies to question and arrest suspected illegal immigrants during stops for other crimes. The state board, which licenses officers, created a video training program. The video goes over the nuts and bolts, for instance, how an officer can reasonably suspect someone of being in the country illegally. It also bluntly and perhaps defensively addresses the scrutiny officers will be under. Arizona Police Association Director Brian Livingston warns officers that during stops, activists may try to goad them into being bigoted against Hispanics.
I know you're not. You know you're not. Don't allow them to make you that.
A federal judge in Phoenix will decide whether the law can take effect as scheduled July 29th. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
President Obama is calling for wide-ranging changes to the nation's immigration policy. The president says he's opposed to mass deportations and wants Congress to come up with a plan for helping undocumented immigrants get on a path toward citizenship. Asian stocks are mixed at this hour. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is down 1%. This is NPR News. No group has claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings at a popular shrine in Lahore, Pakistan. Demonstrators gathered at the site where a revered saint is buried and protested the lack of security. At least 35 people were killed and dozens more were injured in the attacks. It was the second major attack in Lahore in a month. Using statistics, scientists in Boston have come up with a genetic test that they say can predict whether someone will live to be 100 years old. NPR's Joe Balka explains.
To develop the test, scientists at Boston University used DNA from participants in the New England Centenarian Study. The test involved looking at genetic markers, bits of DNA scattered among the human chromosomes of these long-lived participants. Statistically, the pattern of these markers can predict fairly accurately whether or not someone will live to be 100. The researchers don't believe such a test would be of much use in medical practice. There's not a lot you could do with the results. Instead, they're hoping the genetic patterns associated with extreme old age will lead them to specific genes that influence longevity. The research appears in the journal Science. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is ordering state worker salaries be capped at minimum wage until the legislature passes a new budget. Schwarzenegger made a similar move a couple of years ago, but the controller rejected it. California's new fiscal year began Thursday. The state has a $19 billion deficit. Again, Asian stocks are mixed as investors remain cautious ahead of a new U.S. jobs report and signs of an economic downturn in China. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is down 1%. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.